Chad's longtime president, Idriss Deby, has died of wounds suffered on the front line in the country's north, where he had gone to visit soldiers battling rebels, the armed forces have said. Now, to talk to us about this development, we're joined by Dr. Mustafa Mehta, who is the head of Africa Desk at Media Review Network. Dr. Mustafa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Shukran for joining us. So give us insight as to how the president of Chad was killed.
Let me start by conveying my condolences to the family of President Deby and to the entire nation of Chad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. President Deby will be dearly missed by many people in the G5. The G5 is the nations that are, you know, it comprise, you know, those nations in the Sahel region who are fighting against the insurgents there. And Chad was a very integral, you know, part of this, you know, fight of the insurgency in the Sahel region against Boko Haram around, you know, Lake Chad, and indeed in many countries, you know, where in the Sahel, where Chad has sent troops to assist in that fight. So his legacy will be a double one. I can liken it to that of you know, President Mugabe of Zimbabwe, who started very well, you know, and in the 80s when the country became independent, very good policies, et cetera, which, you know, people are still, you know, remembering, you know, him. But ended, you know, somewhere, you know, things didn't, you know, go well. So that's the legacy, you know, of President Idriss Deby, you know, that of a hero to some and a villain to others. This is, you know, President, you know, Deby.
Yes.
So Deby's commitment in fighting terrorism in his country and region is commended by many. So his overstaying in power is also lost by many of his people. Let's wait and see what the future has for Chad. But the takeover by the army has raised a lot of questions.
Yes. And will his son take over, the 37-year-old Mohamed Idriss Deby? Do you foresee him rising through the ranks and becoming the permanent leader of the country?
It is possible. It's very possible. As you can see, you know, across Africa, this is just being replicated, you know, also in Chad. We have many countries, I can mention to you, many countries where sons are ruling. In Kenya, for instance, in Kenya it's the same, you know, situation. In Gabon, the same situation. DR Congo also, it was the same situation and is still the same situation, because even this current president of Congo, Tshisekedi, his father was the prime minister. So it's there, and it's possible that he could, you know, continue ruling, but there are a lot of questions. That we need to ask. News coming in, you know, suggests, you know, a lot of questions on how President Idriss Deby, his father, has died. A lot of questions are being raised. Why his son, you know, executed five generals yesterday. Five generals were executed yesterday. As well as, you know, the issue of the mother, the wife, one of the wives of President Deby, who has fled to Cameroon. Okay? So there are a lot of, you know, speculations that it could be a coup. Some are even suggesting, while I was browsing, you know, today, the whole day I've been on the internet looking for news, there are a lot of speculations around the issue that the president could have been, you know, assassinated by his son. Because they are connecting dots here. Something is not very clear. Some they are saying, why would the mother run away? One of the wives who could not be maybe the mother of, you know, this general who has taken over, because President Deby married, you know, a lot of wives in his life. So people are speculating that the president could have been assassinated. It's therefore a coup.
Yes. Let's move on to another development. Ethiopia declares a state of emergency.
Yes. A state of emergency has been declared in the Amhara region. It's not across the whole country. It's just in the Amhara region. According, you know, to the federal government of Ethiopia, what has necessitated that is the issue of 18 people who have been killed in clashes between the two largest ethnic groups in Ethiopia, the Oromos and the Amhara. You see, so the latest outbreak, you know, of violence also comes ahead of national elections in June. And therefore, it poses a major challenge for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed.
Yes. What will be the consequences of the state of emergency in the particular province?
Well, we all know what a state of emergency means. And a state of emergency means that, you know, the government suspends the normal constitutional, you know, or procedures in order to regain control. Now, what does that mean? It means that, you know, the rule of law or human rights of the people will not be respected. That's what a state of emergency means. It means, you know, because there will be no, you can't sue, you know, the government. No one can sue anyone while, you know, the state of emergency is in there. And there will be also issues like gagging the media. You know, things are reported according to what the government wants, you know, the world to know. So in such a situation, you know, people, it's not good for the people, the ordinary people. Because there could be human rights abuses, you know, going on in a major way. You know, when there is an operation, people can get killed, and no one can ask. You know, those guys, the army, will be doing whatever they want, you know, to do, and no one can question them at all. So that is one of, you know, the repercussions, and this is why, you know, people. In that particular area, the Amhala region, it's not going to be, you know, nice, you know, for them until, you know, that is lifted. And President Abiy would really want, you know, to show his powers, because he's due for elections in June, in June of this year.
Yes. Mustafa, jazakumullah khair for sharing the insight. There's been a lot of time, as you said, following this story, and you've given us the summary of what the developments are. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Maulana.
Okay, go well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.